two movies in 2 minutes that offer hope of happiness. Got your popcorn going? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been looking at matters of life and death this week. How do these movies match up?
John, The Pursuit of Happiness is a story about a man who showed great determination as a single parent to do what was necessary to provide for his young son. It's a deeply moving account. However, in the end, the father gets a job in the stock market with a six-figure salary, and this is the happy ending.
Could you pass the butter and the salt there for my popcorn? Alec, I'm not sure a job trading in the stock market is the most family-friendly.
There's huge pressure, long hours, no job security. Together, these make it one of the most stressful careers, with suicide rates particularly high on Wall Street. Hector and the Search for Happiness takes a different approach. This time, a wealthy professional feels like there's just something missing in his life, so he travels the world until he finds the answer. Life is not about the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit.
So it's a message for those kind of having a midlife crisis then.
Yes, but it's not so illuminating for the majority of people on the planet. Try telling the downtrodden, the abused, the trafficked, the marginalized around the world, hey, just enjoy the journey. The Bible says life is not about the pursuit of happiness. It's about the pursuit of holiness. C.S. Lewis understood this, going through a painful experience on his journey to faith in Jesus Christ. Yet, he titled his autobiography, Surprised by Joy. If you're willing to put God first in your life and pursue holiness, you'll be surprised by something far deeper than happiness. You'll be surprised by joy.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.